Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you so much again for tuning in this evening. Welcome back to the Fitness Forum. Again, our show is aimed to provide you with some quality information regarding current and ever-changing trends in fitness. I'm Michael Lewis, your host. Our forum is open to call-ins and online chats for those interested in getting their voice heard about fitness topics. We will take calls and chats, usually the last 5 or so minutes of our broadcast. So please feel free to either call in with your questions or chat with your comments for either myself or my guests. Tonight, our show is titled Police Fit. I will be interviewing Ryan O'Farrell. Ryan will highlight some of the importance of fitness for law enforcement officers, and I'll give you a little bit of his background here in just a minute. Our number to call in, again, is 917-889-8037. That's area code 917-889-8037. So, you know, when we think of fitness, we certainly think that our public safety officials have to be, you know, fit. You know, and certainly the field area of fitness has a really a direct impact on job performance for our law enforcement officers. Critical tasks that are associated with law enforcement certainly are running, climbing, jumping, lifting, use of force, and a myriad of other different, you know, type of things that require a certain level of fitness. Now, over the, about 75 or 80% of police apprehensions, the amount of resistance given by a suspect is described as moderate or strong. So the average amount of time it takes also to subdue a suspect can vary between 30 seconds and up to about 2 minutes. And that could be, for those law enforcement officers listening tonight, can feel like an eternity. Now, for most physical tasks lasting over 2 minutes, officers use 75 to 90% of their maximum capacity. Cardiovascular endurance, anaerobic power, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, body composition are all underlying factors, certainly in job performance. You know, now we look at physical fitness, you know, that can also protect officers from becoming victims. That's kind of important as well. In numerous offender interviews conducted by a research study I found by the FBI, you know, discovered that offenders typically size up their victims when deciding if they're, what they're going to do. Those can be kind of scary, but many, you know, these offenders, you know, identified a particular trait or mannerism that made them either pick or not pick a particular officer. You know, and they really did articulate that the deciding factor was whether or not they felt they could take the officer out. If officers appeared to be fit and conducted themselves in a professional manner, offenders, you know, mentioned they hesitated or didn't attack. However, you know, when officers were perceived as potential targets, the offenders capitalized on the situation. And that's an unfortunate part of law enforcement's life. Officers need to be cognizant, I think, of the image they convey and recognize that their appearance and demeanor and uniform, you know, certainly is a primary factor in how others will perceive them. Again, our very special guest tonight is our veteran police officer, Ryan O'Farrell. You know, and he's also responsible for establishing fitness and wellness programs, you know, for the law enforcement profession. And we'll get with him here in just a second. Ryan and I have been friends and colleagues for over 25 years, and certainly throughout our friendship, I can attest that, you know, Ryan has really garnered a great reputation as a law enforcement professional and trainer. especially in the fitness realm. I'll let Ryan introduce himself here and highlight some of his recent accomplishments. How you doing, Ryan? Welcome to the Fitness Forum.
Hey, Mike. How are you tonight?
Oh, doing real well. How are you this evening?
Excellent. I'm doing very good myself.
Good. Well, I did a quick brief intro about you. I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and your background.
Well, I've been a police officer now for, I actually had to add this up prior to coming on the show. It's hard to believe I started in 1991, so I'm starting my 24th year. And that was,
great.
That was a little bit of a shock for me to discover that. Time flies and you're having fun, I guess, you know?
It sure does.
And in addition to being in law enforcement, and that's you and I met when I first started back in 91. So we are, we met a little bit before that. So yeah, we have 25 years together as friends, as I heard you saying earlier. I attended Kent State University, where I got a bachelor's degree in administrative management. And I've been teaching since 1995. I've been teaching in the academy system since 1997, and I've been teaching at the college level since 2000.
Okay, fantastic.
It doesn't seem that long.
It sure is. What are your thoughts on the correlation between law enforcement then and fitness? And you have a pretty extensive background with defensive tactics and exercise science and different things like that, teaching not only cadets but also seasoned police officers, as well.
Well, and as I heard when you were talking right before I came on, I don't think anybody can deny the correlation that's there. You start with the health risks that are in this line of work, sleep deprivation. The circadian
right.
rhythm, the devastating effect that working rotating shifts and night shifts have on you, and the numerous medical studies that show that people that do shift work, period, not just police officers, but anybody who does shift work, rotating shifts actually can damage you and kill you faster than smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. The number three cause of line of duty death among law enforcement officers is heart attacks. Most people don't know that. They think it's all, getting shot or stabbed or run over by a car. Well, those are number one and number two, but the number three cause of line of duty death is heart attacks. We have some of the highest rates of high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, stress-related illnesses like depression and clinical depression, and, some of the highest suicide rates. So, that being said, with this line of work being as difficult as it is and as hard as it is, if you don't keep yourself in shape, you're just doing that much more damage to yourself. I mean, it's kind of sad when you think about it, but you remember, I think it started just before you retired, the push to have the minimum age and the minimum number of years of service for retirement raised from 48 years of age and 25 years of service. The push was to have it raised to 52 years of age, and potentially as much as 28 to 29 years of service. And part of the reason for that is because your generation and my generation of police officers are starting to take a little bit better care of ourselves, and we're living longer past retirement. So we're putting more
right.
stress on the pension system and on the pension health care system. And, that's kind of sad when you think about it.
That's right. It sure is.
And
also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The other correlation is like you said, with training and officers, like you said, that perception of an officer being able to handle themselves and looking like they can handle themselves. I've done DT training for years. I've done counterterrorism active shooter training and firearms training for years. And I'm sorry, but in my professional opinion, there is a correlation between the fact that you have an officer that can't do 3, 4, 5, 6 push-ups and, can't pass a basic fitness test, and then wonder why those officers struggle through defensive tactics training, why they get injured during training, and why they can't shoot because they can't hold the shotgun up.
Right. Very stressful. And like I said, you've been a leader and at the forefront of implementing exercise programs and I agree from a personal standpoint as far as being boots on the ground and having a a good, you know, health, you know, and fitness throughout a career, and your demeanor and the way you look, but also from a business standpoint too. And you could speak to this, I know, but implementing an exercise program from an agency perspective or from a city and in a business perspective really reduces liability, you know, and this helps really to, I think, to ensure that the officers are prepared to handle these sometimes crazy tasks, you know, and, you know, failure to provide, I think, health, wellness, and fitness programs can really open an agency possibly to, you know, liability, you know, and especially in allegations of excessive force and stuff like that. But I think you're right on the money, Ryan, when you talk about overall fitness. And I think that some type of good programs from the beginning through a career helps to really incorporate the development of a good, healthy lifestyle and good habits. You know, and it is difficult, as you mentioned, working different shifts, having different, you know, stressors that are built into the, you know, the job by itself. So can you tell us a little bit about your health and fitness highlights as far as some of the programs that you've helped institute?
Well, I think the biggest highlight for me to mention would be my collaboration through one of the major colleges that I teach for, the program we set up with FitForce and Jay Smith out of Massachusetts. Jay and his partners have done a lot of work with the U.S. military. They've done a lot of work with major police agencies like the New York State Police, the Georgia State Police, the Toledo Police Department, major cities and major state police agencies. But when this program was dreamed up by one of my good friends and a guy you know, Jeff Ehaus, who was a corporal with Shaker Heights PD, who since retired, but was a personal trainer and a power lifter and a weightlifter like you and I are, and had trained his whole life and was on the staff with me at Tri-C and was doing defensive tactics with us and et cetera and et cetera. When Jeff initiated that program with FitForce, it was the first time that they'd ever done a regional program for multiple agencies in multiple jurisdictions, and we currently have 80 agencies participating in that program here in Northeast Ohio. And I think that's really been a highlight for me to be involved in that, because it was one of the, even for FitForce with their programs and the way that the agencies they work with and big government agencies and they work with FLETC and et cetera, that was a big step for them. They branched out with that, and this program that we have here in Northeast Ohio remains pretty much the only large regional-based program that FitForce deals with. And we felt really good about that, and we felt good about the fact that it's based in science. FitForce, I can't say enough about Jay Smith and the work that he does, the work that he does with fitness, health, and wellness management programs. That's a big component of what we do. Jay teaches an entire class that I don't want to say it's personal trainer light, but it takes the essentials of personal training and health and wellness management and condenses it into a 5-day class so that you can get officers in your agency trained and institute a health and wellness program to push towards those very goals of you know, preventing all these illnesses and stress-related illnesses and get your officers healthier and motivate them to maintain their health and wellness for their own sake, and like you mentioned, for the business aspect of it as well. You know, Parker mm-hmm. versus U.S. is the landmark case that clearly shows that if you know, an agency has officers that are not capable of performing their duties, and let's face it, you and I have been in enough fights to know that's part of this line of work, is people don't want to voluntarily go to jail. And if you
right.
you have to fight with them and make them go, and if you can't do that because you're in such poor health or suffering from some kind of physical disability, and that person escapes, that suspect escapes and goes down on the road and hurts some innocent civilian, that puts the liability on your agency, and that's exactly what Parker addressed. And, you know, to be honest, too, the other part of it is with the health insurance problems in this country, that's the number one expense now for most employers is health insurance, and employers like Progressive Insurance and Walmart and et cetera are now, you know, if you don't stay in shape and keep healthy, you pay more for your health insurance.
That's right.
So I'm really
good. That's
I'm really
fantastic
proud
information.
Of, yeah, because of the risk. And I'm really proud to be associated with Jay and his program. He's one of those people like yourself and like Ron Wadrowski. I've been very fortunate to be associated with some very knowledgeable, very, very outstanding people, and he's one of them. And his program and his company are just, I can't say enough about what they could do for police work. And he works with firefighters, too. He's getting into the public safety arena.
Okay. Now, how with FitForce, how long, you know, has it been around, and what agencies or how do agencies get involved with FitForce then? You know, what's the process to get signed up, and then what is what are some of the services that FitForce does?
Well, they've been around for quite a while now. Between Jay and his partners, they've got 40, 50, 60 years of combined experience. Jay's a published author. His partners are published authors. Robert Hoffman, who's one of his associates, is a published author who's done a lot of work with the U.S. military and the U.S. government. The easiest thing to do to talk to Jay and to explore options with him is to go to his website, you know, fitforce.org. They have a very large, very professional website, and they do basic fitness testing. They do validation studies. They do health and wellness programs. They do training programs like the FitForce Coordinators course, where if you host the course, they'll come out and, you know, they'll do this week-long class at your agency, and if you get other agencies involved, and just a wealth of resources for Jay's company, for law enforcement and public safety and fire departments. Like I said, they've branched out into fire departments now. They're doing more and more public safety-oriented work in general. And you can reach them at fitforce.org. Just Google them and
okay.
Send them an email. Jay will get back to you.
Great information. And what has been your role with FitForce over the years?
Well, basically I do the program management for the program at the college. I'm in charge of the logistics, and I do the presentations and act as the liaison between the college, FitForce, and the agencies. I take care of the questions that the candidates have and technical questions about how FitForce designed the test, why the test is the way it is. Like I said, do a lot of presentations. I've done about 3 presentations here in the last month for various agencies that want to come on board. And I have a couple of lead instructors who do the day-to-day logistics of running the tests for me and take care of all that. But I act basically as a liaison officer for the college, FitForce, and the departments.
Okay, great. And how has FitForce helped to shape, you know, like cadets, their various fitness levels, you know, for preparedness, you know, to get into law enforcement? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a lot of the work that Jay has done, like I said, he's done a lot of work with major police agencies like the New York State Police, the Georgia State Police. I think he did a project for Columbus PD and help them with their testing and their fitness standards and helping them incorporate that into how, you know, because a lot like Columbus PD runs its own police academy. So I'm sure that they incorporated a lot of what Jay did into their physical fitness regimens on a daily basis. I mean, you're in the military. I went to the police academy. You went to the police academy. And, you know, when you're there, you're basically held hostage. And if they say it's time to run, it's time to run. If it's time to do push-ups, it's time to do push-ups. And I know Jay's helped them design, a lot of police agencies design their programs at the academy level and at the in-service level for training and fitness and getting people into shape.
That's great. Well, fantastic. That's a lot of great information. I know you're very active and very busy with FitForce. And also, you have kind of branched off in a couple other different realms as well. And you've have your own company called the North Coast Athletic Performance Systems, dedicated towards health and fitness and gearing into the law enforcement community as well. And if you'd want to talk a little bit about that, that'd be great.
Well, what I'm trying to do with North Coast Athletic Performance Systems, we have 3 goals. The first goal is we're trying to set up, and you've been helping me with this, you and Brian and Ultimate Fitness, and I think this partnership's been tremendous so far, and I think there's bright things in the future for it, is to get an overall health and wellness management program starting at the academy level, where, you know, it's hard enough to get through the academy as it is, but then also trying to get these cadets and these kids to understand that, you know, you need to start thinking about making a professional and lifestyle change for your career so that you can get through this career and be healthy, not become one of those number three cause of line of duty death heart attack statistics, not become one of the statistics of people that, you know, suffering from high cholesterol and heart disease. A lot of this, we've written a major health and wellness management program. It's based on a lot of the principles in Jay's program. He, you know, he agreed to collaborate and cooperate with us, and we use his FitForce coordinator's course manual as part of the program. Jay has contributed tremendously to it. We're looking at a couple other textbooks involving you and Ultimate Fitness, you know, having you provide the facility for weeks so where we can train these people. My good friend Dr. Ron Ludrowski from North Royalton Chiropractic Health Center has gotten on board as our medical director. He's a lot like you and me. He's a guy who believes in overall health management, holistic health management, you know, preventative. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if you take the steps to take care of yourself, then you don't have to worry about taking high blood pressure medication and curing yourself of high blood pressure, because you won't get it in the first place. And Ron's been tremendous with that. The second thing that we're focusing on with North Coast Athletic Performance Systems is training kids, and training kids to do things the right way. I know that your son's an athlete, and my son's an athlete, and so is my daughter, and I've been around, unfortunately, a lot of bad coaching in terms of technique. You know, kids are lifting weights way too early. They're lifting weights that are way too heavy, way too soon. They're with improper instruction. Their form's not good. You know, there's been too much. You know, I've had parents come up to me and ask me, their kids are in middle school, should my son be taking a supplement? Other than vitamins, no. Your son shouldn't be taking creatine at age 11. He shouldn't really be drinking protein powder shakes at age 11. He should be taking some multivitamins and eating right.
Right.
And then the third thing that we're trying to focus on is, I guess Planet Fitness calls it gym intimidation, but okay. I think the third thing we're trying to focus on, and I know you and I have talked a lot about this too, is, you know, not everybody needs to be Mr. Olympia or Mrs. Olympia. Not everybody's interested in doing the things like you and I do, like Olympic lifting or powerlifting or competing even at an amateur level with that. But everybody can be healthy. You know, stop drinking six bottles of pop a day. Stop eating at McDonald's six times a week. And, you know, you don't have to come into the gym and bench press 350 and squat 825 to be useful. You can come in and do what you can do and be healthy and be fit and be happy about it and still be in way better shape than you were before. And I know you and I have talked, there's a lot of magic bullet syndrome out there. This pill will make you thin. This machine will make you look like these guys in these fitness models in the fitness magazines. No, it won't. They're professionals. They eat and sleep, live and breathe. They weigh their broccoli. You don't have to be that intense about it to be healthy and look good.
Good. Well, that's some good information. Can you tell our listeners where they can follow you and North Coast Athletic Performance Systems?
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Just go to Facebook and search for North Coast, all one word, North Coast Athletic Performance Systems, and our page will pop up. We're on Twitter. We're also on Google+, and we're on Instagram. I'm trying to get a website going here. That's been a little bit more difficult than I was led to believe it was. But we're working on that.
Good. Okay, well, I can attest that all your postings are very informative and really helpful. So I encourage any listener to make sure and follow you. Like I said, you're really doing a great job in putting some good information, out there. So that really does help.
Thank you. I
certainly
appreciate
that. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
is there anything else? Yeah, go ahead. What else? Anything else you wanted to add or talk about? We have just a few more minutes left.
Thank you for saying that, and that's why I did, when I designed the Facebook page, I made sure I included people such as yourself and Ron Madrosky and Sean Chitwood, who's one of the best police trainers that you'll ever meet. I highly recommend people check out Chitwood Brothers Martial Arts, Sean Chitwood Martial Arts. And I opened up the page to you guys to comment on there. You know, and if we want readers to go to that page and look at that and realize, you know, we're posting from the Charles Poliquin training group. We're posting from Mike Barwis's Barwis Methods. You know, we're pulling down stuff from the American College of Sports Medicine, and people such as yourself who've been doing this for a long time, and Dr. Rudrowski and Sean Chitwood and my friend Jeff Ehas are all managing editors of the page, and are free to comment and debunk or support, or, you know, and Jay Smith's the managing editor, because we want people to get good information. You know,
right, just, and you know, certainly have been doing that, yeah. Fantastic.
So hopefully we'll continue to have success in that arena.
Good, good. Well, I know we've covered a lot of ground, and we only have just about another minute or so left. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? Again, we could probably talk for 4 hours on this subject, I really feel that you've done a great job from a health and wellness perspective, from keeping our law enforcement officers healthier and fitter, you know, for duty, and just basically for overall fitness. I think that, you know, the programs that that you've been have really been instrumental in helping people, you know, to be more productive. And you know, there's all sorts of different things, from morale to decreasing turnover, you know, a lot of different things that are attributed to some of the things that that you've done. So greatly appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate those kind things, and you and I have known each other for a long time, and, yeah, we could probably talk for 4 hours. The last thing I wanted to mention was I actually I had a talk. I called up to Barwis Methods. I stopped in their facility last fall. I called up there and spoke with their staff a couple of days ago, and Mike Barwis' show, American Muscle, was very popular on the Discovery Channel, and then it just kind of got pulled because of Shark Week and never came back. And a lot of people have been expressing on social media that they would like to see it back. So we've created a Facebook page, Friends of American Muscle. And I have received permission from Mike Barwis' staff. I spoke with one of his representatives. So go to Friends of American Muscle page on Facebook and sign up for it. And we're going to see if we can get this guy back on television, because he is a very positive guy. He does a lot of great work with the First Step Foundation, helping people who suffer traumatic spinal cord injuries learn to walk. And he does a lot of charity work. And we need stuff like that on TV. We need guys like that on TV. So.
Well, I agree. I'm glad you mentioned that. I appreciate you mentioning that. I'm definitely going to mark that down, and I'll advertise that as well for you. But, yeah, I really appreciate you coming on tonight. Again, I hate to kind of cut you short, but this session has been really, really informative. I certainly want to thank you for your service as a police officer, and not only all that you do in your training and fitness programs, but it really does. It helps, you know, to keep our first lines of defense, you know, law enforcement officers fit for duty. So I appreciate your time and all your information. So please let us know if we can be of any assistance to you in the future as well.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Mike. Thank you. You're doing a wonderful job, too. Your gym is a great place. You've been a tremendous help with this health and wellness management program, letting the cadets come in there and work out. And I hope we keep building on it. And hopefully I'll see you over the weekend when I come in to work out.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you soon. And, again, I appreciate all that you do. We'll be in touch soon. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Well, you know, again, you know, I really appreciate Ryan coming on. There was so much good information. I really wish we had some more time to talk with him. I appreciate the awesome listener base this evening. Thank you. Remember that next Thursday, February the 12th, we're going to have a very special guest on, Brandon Mueller. Brandon is a full-time student and a CrossFit instructor. Should be interesting and good conversation. I want to thank everybody again for listening, and for our guest, Ryan O'Farrell, to be on this evening. That we had a great conversation. Again, thank you very much. Have a good night, and we'll see everybody next week. Thank you.